Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today on the podcast, we're talking about an open AI-backed startup called Figure. They just released Figure 02, which is a humanoid robot, and it looks pretty cool, pretty futuristic. Seems like the future is finally here. Jaden, what do you think about it?
Okay, so I am a huge fan of Figure. In fact, some people say that Tesla's humanoid robot Optimus has copied some of its kind of form factor from Figure. Figure is a company, it's a robotics company that's been around for a little bit. They're actually backed by OpenAI, who I think gave them around $675 million in its latest round back in February. There's a couple other people in there, but I think like OpenAI was kind of one of the prominent players that that put into that most recent round. So they just released, like Jamie mentioned, a new trailer for their latest model, Figure 2, with the date that, you know, on their trailer, it says the date of August 6th. So when we're recording this right now, that is tomorrow. This is something really exciting. Jamie and I wanted to break down some of the future use cases. Essentially, there's a whole bunch of news with humanoid robots this week. So we want to break down all of that. Some of the things we expect, some of the things that we thought were interesting from their teaser trailer here. And most importantly, you can't, obviously, these things aren't launched or released yet, publicly available. They're in warehouses actually working right now, which is kind of crazy, and like Tesla warehouses. And I've seen Amazon has some other versions of different companies too. But the reason why you bring this up is because when these things become publicly available, there are going to be, with AI embedded in a humanoid robot, there's going to be so many blue collar and very interesting businesses that are going to get completely unlocked here. Jamie and I, both of our heads have been spinning. We've been talking offline about this. So we want to break down a bunch of those because I think that some of them are really, really interesting. So yeah, I guess Jamie, off the top of your head, like where do you see this going, or what are some businesses, or what are your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I have a story. So this past week I was working out at our Airbnb property, and we are trying to do like a outside exterior cleanup so that we can get a nice picture before it gets cold and snowy here in Michigan. We want to get a nice picture because it's a lakefront property, and we want to advertise it for next summer, but we don't want to take a winter picture. So I was out there on the beach with a rototiller. The grass, the sand was all covered in grass, and I went to go start it, and it, like, I don't know if you'd call it like a backfire or a recoil, but the starting string I pulled shot back and hit my other thumb, and oof. I thought I broke it. It immediately swelled up huge and bruised, and it was just overall a terrible experience.
Oh my god.
And so it just got my mind running, kind of, you know, down the road. I'm gonna have to hire a cleaner for the Airbnb. Plus I'm gonna have to, and even with the cleaner, I'm gonna have to still spend a lot of time out there doing yard work, essentially. Even if I have a mowing company, I'm still gonna have to go out there doing, you know, beach care and stuff like that. So I would love a humanoid robot to take care of a lot of that for me. So that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Oh my gosh. I think that's actually one of the best arguments. I know there's a lot of people that, probably not most of the people that listen to this podcast, but there are a lot of people that I've talked to that are like, I think these like robots are like horrible. Even AI, they say it looks like horrible. It's like putting people out of work. It's, you know, taking away their job. Like if we just automated everything with robots and AI, like what would people do? And it would take away their like purpose in life. Okay, so that's kind of like the negative that I hear a lot of people talking about. The positive is literally what you just mentioned. There are so many jobs that people do that are dangerous. And even ones that don't seem dangerous, like maybe pulling a starter cord that could potentially break your thumb. And I know people that have been doing woodworking and, you know, like their fingers are like sliced like right down the middle because they just got their fingers through a saw blade. It's horrible. It's so sad. Like, those are all jobs that humanoid robots should be doing. Like, we should not be putting people in harm's way risking life and limb on, you know, the top of like an electrical pole. If a robot could do it, I think a robot should do it. Like, why would we, you know, risk someone's life for it? So that is, I think, one of the biggest things is like dangerous tasks, a lot of factory work, a lot of warehouse work, a lot of machine work with machinery. I think this is literally the perfect use case for it. And then, of course, I think that a lot of people are going to use these things inside their house as their own nanny. Now, here's my question. Elon has said that that the Optimus robot is probably going to come out at somewhere around $25,000. That's their goal or whatever. Now, who knows if it actually will, because I think the Cybertruck was quoted at a much lower price than it actually came out as. So, you know, I don't know if it's actually going to be able to do that, if precedent is anything to look for, you know, to go by, and probably, you know, cost of inflation by then it might go up, whatever. Okay, so, but let's say it was $25,000 for a humanoid robot. I still think not everyone's going to have one of these. That's definitely still a luxury. $25,000, even if it could do all your dishes and your cleaning and your vacuuming and your yard work, I still don't, like, not everyone's got $25,000 to drop on a robot. But what I think everyone would have time for is like once a week to go rent one from someone that does have one. And I think that that's good business right there, is literally just like, you don't have to know how to do anything. It's just like, you're just renting out your robot and it will go work for a day at someone's house. That is 100% going to be a business.
I love that idea, actually. That's, I'm all about the rentals. So yeah, that would be, that's great. I would be curious. I think, you know, these, I've seen videos of robots since the early 2000s, human looking robots. But, you know, they never, I think Honda for a long time was a big, you know, manufacturer, the big developer, I should say, back in the day. And in my mind, it feels like it's never going to be here. But if you look at even the past, you know, 5 to 7 years with robotics, you know, you got your robot vacuums, robot lawnmowers, all the Amazon factories, you know, pulling packages are robots now. It's a lot closer than people think. So this may seem like a sci-fi type episode to you, but it's just around the corner. And if you have one humanoid robot that can do a lot of different tasks, it kind of eliminates the need for, you know, a robot vacuum and a robot lawnmower, for example. You could have your, you know, humanoid one go mow for you and then come in and clean. So it's right around the corner, and it's interesting to think about for sure.
Okay, so, a whole bunch of interesting use cases. And actually, I think you have a great point, which is like, it feels like it's never going to come. So probably a lot of people listening to this are like, blah, blah, blah. Why are they even talking about humanoid robots? Like, this is, you know, futuristic stuff. My thing that really sold me on the fact that these will be here sooner than we think is like looking at Boston Dynamics and looking at their, I think, Spock robot or whatever, or Spark maybe. It's more like a dog, but now it can stand on 2 feet and it can do backflips. It can climb up like scaffolding. It can grab like bag. Like, it's just, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And so I think that for me was kind of like when I saw how versatile that thing was, like you can try to whack it over the hockey stick. It doesn't fall over. It can run. It can do a backflip. It's like crazy. I'm like, okay, so robotics obviously have come a long way since I know the Honda one you're talking about, which like I remember when I saw it, it was like, oh, so cool. But like the thing could like hardly move without falling over. Like it's pretty numb.
Yeah.
We have come a long way. I think we've gotten the agility, the walking thing figured out. And now it's probably like the limbs that they're working a lot with. And the brain of it is, everyone's got these AI models that I think are going to power the brain. So I think that's kind of getting figured out. Now, here's my latest thought of a use case for one of these. We've talked about like lawn mowing and house cleaning, but what are your thoughts on using this in like a business, as like a business associate? So like, I know Walmart does like, you know, self-checkout or whatever, so they probably don't need a checkout person, but like theoretically you could use one of these as a checkout person. You probably look at the salary and it's $25,000 at least that you're paying for like a checkout person anyways.
Yeah.
Or like Pizza Hut could, if these things could actually just learn to put the pizza in the oven and take an order, like Pizza Hut could put them in there. And then it got me thinking, like, I run a podcast studio, which is where I do a lot of the production for all my podcasts out of. I'm traveling right now, so my background is a bedroom door, not quite the fancy podcast studio. But I could imagine a future where I have one of these robots and I train it to essentially be the studio manager. So when someone comes in to record a podcast, instead of me or someone having to sit behind a desk and live edit the podcast the whole time, I bring my Optimus in, that thing sits down, and for $25,000, I have something that literally replaces like the salary of a person that I have sitting there editing, live editing every single episode. Actually, that's such a fascinating idea now that I bring it up, because if I had to try to pay like a robot, I don't think it's going to have good enough fingers to like and learn how to use like software. So like Premiere to like know how to edit. But the way like our podcast recording desk setup is, there's like a big camera panel where you just push a button and it switches what camera angle, depending on who's talking, you just do that. So if a robot was trained to do that, it literally like essentially would have the entire episode edited. So I don't even need to get into any editing software. I could have a robot from start to finish manage an entire session. Man, that'd be insane. That'd be crazy. But I think like inside of businesses, these are going to replace the people that are inside of whatever your business that you're listening, or if you are thinking of starting a business, like your restaurant, like this is going to replace people in there. I am convinced.
Yeah. I mean, anything that's like low to medium skill, like that, even I think the podcast editor would be considered low to medium high skill, even. You know, it's a talent or it's a skill someone has to learn, which theoretically could be done. But even, you know, I was at Sam's Club yesterday, and every time you leave, someone has to look at your receipt. They have to scan three items in your cart, and then they make a mark or something across your receipt and say, you know, you're good to go, making sure there's no theft. Well, that could easily be replaced by one of these humanoid robots. You know, the person getting the slices of pizza at the counter, you know, that's also something else. And what's cool about the figure O2 is that at least the trailer showed human hand with all the joints, and it moved very naturally and very human like. So these will definitely be able to, you know, pick up tools and use, you know, be quite dexterous, I guess you could say. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens as far as the job market too with these.
100%. Okay, and I have one final thing that I think is going to be crazy when it comes to these humanoid robots, and something that you today should be doing to prepare yourself for that inevitable future. I mentioned earlier that these humanoid robots are likely the brain of them is going to be run by the AI models that a lot of these companies are developing. So you have like Elon Musk's Tesla creating their Optimus robot. The brain for that is probably going to be their Grok AI model. Like that's going to be like what thinks and computes and does everything. And then no doubt Figure has a heavy investment from OpenAI. Their brain is probably going to be ChatGPT that's, you know, helping it think and process and visual and do all that kind of stuff. And it's interesting because the way that these AI models are getting built today with the multimodal, like this is 100% what they're building it for, right? Like OpenAI right now, they have like all these cool features on your on their iPhone app where you can essentially take a picture of something, and they have a feature soon where you're going to actually be able like taking a video of something and it's going to feed it into the model and it can talk and tell you what's going on. Okay. That is literally just going to get placed straight into a robot's head, and its eyes are going to be cameras and like,
yeah,
GG. Like that's literally what they're building it for. When they say AGI, I don't think of an all knowing computer chip. I think of like an actual autonomous robot. That is what I think they're secretly building, or not on the left secretly, but that's where they're going. Okay. So why do I bring this up, and what do you need to know and do about this? You need to make sure that your business, that yourself as a professional, that whatever project you're working on is ranking high on the list on, essentially you're doing SEO for the AI models, so that when someone searches for, hey, like I'm trying to, you know, come up with like branding for my company, you know, what's some good recommendations, or maybe what are some good branding companies that could help? You want the AI model to recommend your company. How do you do that? It's AI model SEO. We've kind of talked about this in the past. We are dropping an exclusive episode on this, on AI model SEO on our school community. So you're not going to find this anywhere else on the internet. I've talked to some people that have done this very successfully, so it's super fascinating to me. But you're not finding this anywhere else on the internet. If you join our school community today, we lowered the price to $10 a month just for this week. After this, we're bumping it up. It's going to get to $50 and probably $100 a month. If you join it now, you lock in that price. We're never going to raise the price on you. You get that sweetheart deal forever. So go join our school community. And I think you should really listen to the next episode that we drop on this over there, that explains exactly how to rank your business in an AI model. So when all of these AI models are plopped into the heads of these humanoid robots, if I go to the store and ask them a question, I want the robot to recommend my business to people when it tells people what to do or where to go or who to talk to about a topic. So this is what I think everyone should do. And you can find that in our school community, link in the description.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to tell my Figure 02 robot to go get the best pizza in town, I want it to be, you know, my pizza restaurant. So,
oh my God, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, you're just like, hey, like, go get me a pizza. And then it's like, where should I go? And you're like, I don't know, where, like, whatever the best pizza place is. And then it's just like scans like Google Gemini. And it's like, oh, Barrows on 7th is the best pizza. It's like, why? Well, because they kind of SEO'd it to be called the best, you know, the best pizza in town. And dude, that'd be hilarious. Oh my gosh, that's a whole nother level. Just imagine like a lineup of Optimus robots outside of one pizza place because they got themselves to rank number one and no one else is like, schools are getting the robot orders. That's so crazy. You know, people try to rank on like Uber Eats and like get themselves to show up number one to get more orders. This is a whole nother level. This is just straight the robot's going to do it. All right, get on the school community. Enough talking about this. We're going to tell you how to do it and how to actually become the pizza owner of your town. All right. Hope you all have an amazing rest of your day. We'll catch you next time. Leave us a review if you appreciated this episode or learned anything new. We'll see you all later.